Hello, my kaiju people. Welcome to whatever episode number this is of Kaiju on the Brain. Today, I am here continuing my interviews with people on what got them into kaiju, the reason they got into it, and what their gateway one was. So, without further ado, let me introduce to you my boss.
Elder Tenchi, what's going on, people? Really? Really? We're over here on your show talking about monsters and I'm the devil all of a sudden? That makes sense. Sure. What's going on, homie?
Not much, brother. At least I didn't call you Vince McMahon.
You know what? Let's put it this way. I would give you a much better contract than Vince McMahon if I could.
Oh, Vinnie Mac?
Let me tell you something. If I had the means and the know-how, I'd make sure everybody on the Brain would get health insurance. You feel me?
Oh, I take
care of my people. Anyway.
Oh, okay. So, well, you know why you're here today?
Yeah.
So, let's get on with the interview.
All right.
What was your gateway kaiju movie?
Gateway kaiju movie was probably the first Mothra. And I didn't
even...
Yeah, I think we discussed this in the pilot episode. You know, in the pilot episode of Kaiju on the Brain about a year ago. Congratulations, you've been doing this for about a year with us as Kaiju. Kaiju on the Brain, anyway. You know what I mean?
Under the On the Brain moniker.
Exactly. So congratulations on that. You and
don't worry, guys. Season 2 should be longer than 5 episodes.
Right. You and our other contributor, Rick. Celebrating a year on the platform, so congratulations.
Put them claws up.
Right. So yeah, my first real kaiju film has had to be Mothra. Like, I knew about Godzilla, but up until a certain point, I hadn't seen like a full film, and I just happened to be on. I was at my grandmother's house, and I just happened to flip it to Sci-Fi Channel.
Of course, Sci-Fi. Before it became Swi-Fi.
Right. I happened to switch it to Sci-Fi Channel, and the two guardians, they were singing their they were singing their song, and I was like, Masuda. So, I was like, okay, so what is this? And then I saw the giant moth in the fighting, and it looked sweet to me. So I was like, okay, let me watch the rest of this. Now, I don't remember which one it actually was, but that's the first that I can remember.
Back in the Mesozoic era we came from.
Yeah.
You were probably watching it was either the original Godzilla vs. Mothra,
mm-hmm.
or just the original Mothra movie.
It was probably the original Mothra movie.
If you can remember off the top of your head,
mm-hmm.
was she fighting another kaiju or just leveling cities?
I'm pretty sure it was probably like leveling cities. I don't think
the original Mothra.
Yeah, I don't think she was fighting another kaiju. And there's no mistake in Godzilla, right? So
yeah, right. You can't mistake that fat thunderside lizard.
Exactly. So I would know if it was Godzilla. But I remember really enjoying the film, and then I didn't really start like going into it. But I was curious to know like what else is going on with this giant moth, you know.
Hey, don't be disrespecting my lamp.
But that, you know, it was a giant. It looked like a giant like diesel moth to me, and I was like, okay,
if you take actually look at her, she's more or less like based off a monarch butterfly.
Mm.
No pun intended on Monsterverse, by the way.
Yeah. But. Yeah, I thought the effects were cool, and here's my gateway. Power Rangers was my gateway.
It technically right. count because it's tokusatsu.
Exactly. Yeah, Power Rangers was my gateway. Looking at all the monsters that they fought, giant monsters that they fought on a weekly basis.
So you probably saw Mothra and be like, "Oh my God, Power Rangers!"
That's probably
Wait, where's
what,
the Zords.
That's probably what my young mind, what my young mind thought. Like, I was aware of Godzilla, but up until then, I don't remember actually finishing a Godzilla film. So I don't feel right
you
saying.
Suck.
Yeah, I don't feel right saying Godzilla was my first. Mothra was my first.
I'm not expecting everybody interviewed to say that Godzilla was their first and their gateway.
No, I'm just no.
Honestly, Godzilla wasn't my first kaiju.
Who was your first?
Unfortunately, the goddamn monkey.
Kong? Kong? Yeah. Kong was your first. So how is that unfortunate?
Because Godzilla rules.
Well, we get that, but how is Kong, King Kong,
no, it's just Kong. He hasn't earned the title Kong, King yet.
Are we talking like original 1940s movie?
Right here, the 30 movie.
So yeah, and
back with Faye Ray.
I plan on watching that one day because I've never actually seen the original Kong.
You've seen one Kong movie, aside minus Skull Island. You've seen one Kong movie. You've seen them all.
Well, I plan on doing like a historical movie deep dive one of these days.
That sounds like a good sandwich.
And right, and it was because I recently got HBO Max, right, and HBO Max has, you know, basically whatever they have in their vault was that genre archive. So they got Kong, they got Godzilla, they got a few others in their library up there to watch, you know, no problem. So I feel like I have to, you know, I gotta know my
HBO Max. Please do me a favor. Work with Roku so I can get you.
I don't think they want to though. I think that's
a shame on them.
I think that's the whole point because they refuse to basically they want to do
this. This is a topic for another day.
Yeah, they want to do their own thing. But going back to Kaiju, like they have a lot of that on their roster. Now some of it was also on Hulu, and then they, you know, and then Hulu.
It was also on Netflix too.
It was on Netflix too. Yeah.
It was also on Crackle, Tubi TV.
Crackle, like I could trust Tubi TV before I trust Crackle, because Crackle,
with both of them, you still got to pay for them. If you use the free one, you still got commercials.
Well, it's not even
just. It's almost like watching the telly.
It's not even just that. To me, Crackle and one other streaming service I was using, they barely updated the stuff that they had. So
well, that's good because that means the movies can stay on longer.
Yeah, but also sometimes you want to see what else they got. Tubi has so much stuff. It's like it's basically like a museum of any kind of
they
movie you can think of.
They should make a tokusatsu movie app.
You know, they have.
I'm not talking about Crunchyroll. I'm talking about literally about just like how you have your horror channels,
yeah,
your sci-fi channels, your yeah. Barbie, Diddling, Ken channels.
They have that. They have it. It's called.
How would you know about a Barbie Diddling Ken?
No, not that. No. That's a good question. How would you?
To the intranet.
It's.
But we're off topic. Let's get back
yeah,
on topic.
But no, but yeah, they have a tokusatsu centered app slash, you know, slash
Crunchyroll
doesn't website.
Count because Crunchyroll really doesn't have much up there for kaiju. I'm not, it's mostly tokusatsu.
If I meant Crunchyroll, I would have said Crunchyroll. I'm telling you, there is one that already exists. Matter of fact, I showed you.
Yeah, what, YouTube?
Once. No, it's not you. No, it's not YouTube. But there's two of them now because Shout Factory has their own. It's called Toku Shoutsu. So they have mostly their tokusatsu action films. Not so much the monster stuff, but the Super Sentai stuff.
Yeah, but so, that's what I mean. But it's like mostly Super Sentai or Ultraman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you
or
could
or Power Man or, you know,
right,
stuff like that. We need stuff like the Majin, Gamera, Gojira, fucking monkey.
And that's the funny. And that's the funny thing. Like if you can't find it now, give it like a few months to a year. It will exist. You know.
So, also, while we're at it, what is your opinion on GVK, and who are you rooting for?
On Godzilla versus Kong?
Yeah, GVK.
I honestly think for this generation of movies, it might be a stalemate.
No, we're not going Avengers off, are we?
I hope not. I honestly think, because even though there are people that obviously want Big G to win, I'm thinking it's going to be a stalemate.
Now, the only way Big G is going to lose... is if Warner Brothers loses his license?
I don't think so. I think my No, but you know what? My best Godzilla movie experience, like seeing it in theaters, is when a few years back when you, myself, and the guys, we went to go see Shin Godzilla.
Yes, that was good.
You know, and that was
we need more.
We need more like that. Like, yeah, you had the Japanese bureaucracy of it all. You had the politics, but it still kept me interested because of the story and the CG that looked like it was harking back to the Suitmation days. And
yeah, I know. We have a review up there somewhere for Shin Godzilla.
Like, yeah, when you were doing when this show was called Kaiju Madness. Back when you were on YouTube, we did a group review of that together. Yeah. And that right there was a nice event. You know, even though you had to pay $15 to get in. But either way, I wasn't...
Oh, it's better than paying $30 to watch VOD.
Well, you know, like... Well, only one company
don't
has
matter.
Done that.
Doesn't matter.
Only one company
that
has done that.
That damn mouse is a greedy motherfucker.
Only one company has done that, and that was steep. But, you know, As far as the Fathom events, that was that Shin Godzilla movie. Like that Shin Godzilla movie, I'm waiting for them to eventually do more. I know a lot of it might have to do with the way WWE and Legendary's deal is, but as far as the Shin Godzilla, highly recommend it.
Yes, definitely. It is worth a watch. Actually, all 30-some-odd Godzilla movies, longest-running franchise to date.
Mm-hmm.
Eat that, 007.
Well, you know, 007 started out as books.
Fuck
so,
007.
Yeah, but that is still a long-running
they
franchise people love.
They can't even keep the same fucking guy to play him.
They don't. They have for, you know, each one is like generational thing. You know what I mean?
Still.
You know? But... Yeah, you know, but
$1 million playboy with gun gets the girl. That's all it is.
But hasn't Godzilla gone through different versions too? I mean, you got different eras for every.
If I'm correct,
should I play?
You've only got like maybe 4 to 5 fucking genre. Well. Series for Godzilla. You got the Heisei series.
Yep.
The Showa series.
Yep.
Millennium series.
Uh huh.
Legendary.
Uh huh.
And then the one Shin Godzilla movie.
Right.
Netflix doesn't count.
It's not
whitewashed like the Iguana.
Like the 1998.
Don't you even put his name in that?
You put him in your collection.
Unfortunately, because it is by his name only. But we will not speak of that movie.
But we may not. No, we may not speak of the movie. Now, we're treading.
I'm not denying it was a good kaiju flick.
Uh huh.
Honestly, I'm getting tired of defending this part. But it is a disgrace to the Gojira legacy.
But what about the cartoon? Now we talked about this in the
That's
first.
That's a guilty pleasure for another day.
Closed doors. We talked about this in the. I believe we talked about this in the pilot episode too, and we never really actually got around to actually having a full episode about that cartoon show because
I will eventually, unfortunately, swallowing pride, I will eventually get to that monstrous behemoth and its somewhat decent offspring.
Well. I'd mostly like cuz as far as the movie, we like it in certain parts, but we know that there's a reason why it's panned, you know what I'm saying? But as far as the cartoon, that's actually fondly remembered for a lot of 90s kids.
Simple. Very, very simple. It is very much Godzilla-esque.
Right. So you'll have more respect for the adaptation of the film that was an adaptation of another franchise than the lizard, aka
the iguana,
right? Itself, because yeah. even the Japanese, as far as we know, like certain Japanese fans, won't fully acknowledge that as Godzilla.
They won't because it's pretty simple. Even it's even trademarked now as just Zilla. because unfortunately America in that movie took the god out of Godzilla when mm-hmm. they killed him on the Brooklyn Bridge.
Mm-hmm. So, but the cartoon though gets more respect.
Yes, because he didn't run from the military. He ran into battle, wasn't afraid to fight, mm-hmm. and had his atomic breath.
Mm. Probably morning breath. I don't know. But it's just funny to me because I fondly remember that cartoon. Of course, I'm still a Power Rangers fan, and as far as
and plus the fact that that iteration of the cartoon was yeah. so much better than the Hanna-Barbera one.
Yeah, and I asked you if you ever wanted to talk about that, and at first you were reluctant. You were very reluctant to actually talk about that. You know what I mean? Because of what they
again,
did to it.
Again, in due time, it's more material for later.
Yeah, but basically, it's Hanna-Barbera.
I don't want to hear that because Hanna-Barbera was able to get the original guys from Star Trek to come back and voice the characters, but they couldn't pay the license out to get at least the fucking roar.
Yeah, but only certain people remember the Star Trek animated series with some fondness. But just like, you know, you got people that love the Super Friends.
Who?
You know? The Super Friends.
Who?
You're over here acting like you don't know.
What's the Super Friends?
You don't know?
My first iteration into... we will discuss this on Otaku Labs.
Yeah, well, we'll discuss this at a later date on another show. But my point.
Tune in for Otaku Labs.
But my point is, when it comes to Hanna-Barbera's versions of things, especially for the time, they're going to make it more. Well, they're going to make it cheaply, and they're going to make it for families. You know. So, and I remember seeing that.
Imagine Hanna-Barbera doing a Friday the 13th cartoon series.
How? I think the most adult Hanna-Barbera has gotten.
Supernatural.
No, that's Warner Brothers. Hanna-Barbera as the company doesn't exist anymore, but I think.
You're talking about when they did Scooby-Doo crossing over with Supernatural, bro.
Yeah, but nah, I wasn't going to talk about that. I was thinking of a, you know, I was thinking of a more obscure show. So obscure, it only got 3 episodes, and they produced it, and it was based on a comic, Fish Police.
Okay, again,
it's weird. It's weird.
It's weird.
But as far as the monster verse goes, like, you have a lot more passion than I do for, you know, for this stuff, but even though I strongly like appreciate it, like that's why I was on the show for the first season. You know, for the first season, it's mainly you schooling me. You know.
Yeah, but you also know how to wiki.
You know, and I know how to wiki, and I also know how to watch and appreciate what's there. Like I remember my you know what? You gotta do a retrospective on. American monster movie films like Attack of the 50-Foot Woman. That was a...
I have a whole list on my laptop. Yeah. Top of the black and whites. Don't worry, that's going to be a set to do.
I gotta give credit to my aunt Cheryl for introducing me to those films. She introduced me to...
Yeah, you're talking about like Tarantula, the Black Scorpion, the Beast right. in 20,000 Fathoms.
Right.
The Giant Behemoth.
Right.
Them. Terror, horror, man, excitement.
The Amazing Colossal Man and Attack of the 50-Foot Woman, which, you know...
The Deadly Mantis.
Which is, you know, which is funny, because she loved her black and white films, period. It didn't matter what the genre was. She loved loves...
If you look at it, black and white was always, even in the 60s,
yeah.
A lot of horror movies were still made in black and white.
Well, yeah, I think...
But we're off topic again.
Yeah, but as far as like giant monster movies, I know the first Godzilla, of course, was in black and white.
That came out in 1954. That yeah. and Raids Again were the only black and white Godzilla movies.
Mm-hmm.
But Gamera came out 10 years later, mm-hmm. while Godzilla was still running in color.
Yep.
And Gamera's first movie was in black and white.
Mm-hmm. But I think that also adds drama. You know what I mean?
No, I get what you're saying, man.
Yeah, that definitely adds drama.
I also remember the first original Ultraman series called Ultra Q was black and white.
Was black and white, yeah. Like, you watch some old tokusatsu stuff, some classic tokusatsu stuff, a lot of it is early black and white, and I think, not just because of the time, but I think that honestly adds something if you do that, if you try and do that today. I remember one time trying to explain to a younger person, you know, why certain things were in black and white, because she had seen a picture of an explosion. She thought it was something else, and I was like, "No, that's a whole, you know, that's a black and white photo on a movie." And she's like, "Black and white movies are lame." And part of me wanted to just jump out and say, "What exactly?" Like, I know all this stuff was before my time.
Yeah, but to each his own.
Yeah, to each their own. And plus, you know, with every new generation comes new, you know, the taste. You know, the taste is different. But I came to appreciate this stuff young in life because that's what I was exposed to, you know?
I know, that's what I used to watch in the old sci-fi.
Right.
All the old fucking monster movies, whether they were American, Japanese, Korean,
mm-hmm.
independent, it don't matter. Right. They were all good.
Right. So, can I ask you a question?
Maybe.
Okay. So, you have basically immersed yourself in this genre since you were a kid. You're
a wee little reptile.
Right. Your studio is decked out not only in your wife's horror and scary paintings, but also in your
95% of my house, my office is all kaiju related.
Right. You got your and
trust me, you'll probably hear from it from Mrs. Grimm later.
Oh, I can't wait for her. I cannot wait for her interview. It's going to be hilarious. I already know. It's going to be freaking hilarious.
Yes, but she's my lovely lamp.
But, no.
Because
she brightens my day.
Oh, God, you're lame.
Nah, and I know that, you know, since the first season, we talked about the toy lines, but you didn't really get a chance to do a deep dive into those. And I know people
I
would like to
I,
hear those.
It's just, for what we do and the time it would take to sit there and build and set everything up to do a figure review, it's not worth my time.
Well, just talk about, like, why, and this is just an idea. Like, you've spent a good chunk of your life collecting, right? You made sure.
What do you mean? You make it sound like I stopped collecting.
Well, here's what I'm saying. Like, as an adult fan, a father who has introduced his sons, you know, to this stuff and has had.
I did not introduce them in anything. They stumbled upon it.
But you, how happy were you when they did?
I'm not complaining.
I'm about to say, how happy were you when they did? It's like when a Star Wars fan introduces their kid to Star Wars for the first time.
And then they just told, "I hate it," and then you're like, "Oh."
They just want to have something
and then
to bond over.
The corner and they're watching it.
But they want, you know. But they want to, or like when my older cousin, who's a big Captain America fan, explained to his son why that part in Endgame was so significant to him, and you know, they just want to have.
Cap sucks.
They want to have that bonding moment. They want to have that bonding moment where they share something of their childhood with their, you know, with their kids, and you've had that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know.
You know,
because it was my father that originally got me into the Godzilla.
And that,
because my first Godzilla movie was Godzilla vs. the Sea Monster.
Hmm. You know, and that right there is a perfect, you know, that right there is a perfect point. Like, he passed his love of the,
it
you
wasn't
know,
a love to it. He just,
it was just
he
happened
it was
to see it.
His exact words to me was, "Oh, it looked like something dinosaur, so I figured I'd get it for you."
Oh yeah, you told me that story. Can you tell me again?
I just did.
That is funny. So he started you on that path without even knowing.
He's always told me he's regretted it.
He had no idea how you would turn out liking this stuff.
I turned out myself because you can never be normal.
Yeah, exactly. That so
nice little plug there.
He had no idea of the monster he would create just by, you know, accidentally introducing you to the monster, that monster verse, essentially.
Yeah, basically.
You know?
I mean, don't get me wrong, I still got love for the old Dracula and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Come on, it's universal fucking monsters. If you don't have love for them, go jump off a bridge.
Did you actually buy a Godzilla costume?
It's somewhere in my house.
Because I still have yet to see him in it. So
there's pictures on Facebook.
I just want to see like how it fits, and I know you're a Suitmation fan.
Oh,
so
fuck yeah, give me Suitmation over CGI, dude. Though I can't say anything bad really about when it comes to Legendary's CGI.
It's gotten better, right? It's
really good, very close to. You would almost assume it would be a guy in a rubber suit. They just got to do a little more shading and darkening.
Right. Right, but does pure CG take something away to you?
Honestly, yeah, it does. Because then they can make it actually walk more animalistic and everything, and that's not Godzilla. You know it's a man in a rubber suit.
Mm-hmm. Do you, okay, and I've talked to this about this with older fans of any franchise before, and... You know how because things were made on basically on the cheap, like the miniature sets, the suitmation, the extras, everything, mm-hmm. the techniques that they had to develop to use and innovate in order to make this movie work. Do you think because we're in a time where all that stuff was already done and we're building on top of or changing what was already pre-established that it's kind of, you know, that it's kind of taking away from what, you know, from, you know, from the overall
enjoyment?
Does it take it out of the enjoyment of
yes,
for it?
Yes, because you can tell it's fake.
But
you could tell CG a lot of times, and this is about 25% of the movies out there now, whether they're big budget, low budget movies, you can tell when it's a green screen and it's fake. It's like nobody wants to shade it in or do it correctly. They want to rush, get the thing out, let's go. And that's why the movies bomb. Plus the fact they constantly keep remaking instead of just coming up with original ideas.
Well, wasn't Godzilla made in the 50s and then
yes.
had how many different eras?
Yes, but it's not. It's the same company continuing the franchise.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about like when we get to the Hairy Ape.
Uh-huh.
1933. It got remade back in 1976. Then we got a literal fucking shot-for-shot remake of the 1933 movie. The mm-hmm. only Kong movie that stood out of them all was Skull Island. Because it was not afraid to break the mold.
Wasn't that heavy CG?
You're not understanding, Kyle. I'm off the whole CG rant now.
Mm-hmm.
You're asking me about when it comes to Hollywood
rebooting,
and the constant monster movie. What's going on with the monster movies and the rebooting?
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about getting rid of the whole damsel in distress he tries to save or take or whatever.
Yeah, that Kong was not whoever I forgot the guy who directed the movie was not afraid to break
took out the Beauty and the Beast aspect.
Yeah, and he kept it on the fucking island. Nobody cares about Kong going back to the States just to get shot down. Whether it be by helicopters, aeroplanes, laser-guided missiles, Al Bundy's dick. Okay?
I'm gonna ask where that came from.
Nobody cares about the ape in the city. It's a dead trope. They want to see the ape in fights.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's just a stupid ape.
Is he just a stupid ape? Based on your critique of it, it didn't really seem like he
I
was.
I have a feeling the Kong versus Godzilla, different sides. That little phrase just started a war.
Yeah,
piss off some King Kong people.
Yeah.
Stupid monkey.
Mainly because of the metaphor that he's supposed to, you know, what he's actually supposed to represent, but
it's all it is America versus Japan all over again.
Well,
that's what it was back in 1962.
Yeah, but in Kong's case, the character represented something else too. So
stupid monkey.
But as the franchises continue and will, it's not going to stop. The only
yes, I'm a Kong hater and I admit it.
The only thing
I am Team G all the way.
But what about, like, you like Gamera, and Gamera only had a few retellings.
But if they were to pick Gamera versus Godzilla, fuck Gamera, I am Team Godzilla.
Okay. And we also did, in the first season of this show, we also did a, you know, what else can they do, what's next for Gamera? Because Gamera, he doesn't get as much spotlight, at least not
here. It's because his license is in purgatory.
Mm-hmm.
Because Kodokawa, Daiei.
Mm.
Whoever owns Daiei right now.
Okay.
Don't know what the fuck to do with him. They don't. They're afraid, but yet, they're afraid. Why are you afraid? Tsuburaya Productions is still continuing their Ultraman. Toho is licensing Godzilla all over the fucking place, pulling licenses from certain companies. Unfortunately, sorry, NECA. Please sponsor me, and I will bring you all the royalties you want. Just give me free toys, bitches.
And that's how you want it. You want to end that sentence.
No, then I.
You want free toys?
No, I actually I want to start a petition for NECA to get the license back and keep going. Because right now all we have. After the last line of figures that just came out,
mm-hmm.